Trouble at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials today. It happened to Tyson Gay, who may be the world's fastest sprinter, just after the start of the 200-meter quarterfinal.
Suddenly, he pulls up, holding the back of his left leg. Shocking development. The crowd with a gasp.
That's the call from NBC's Tom Hammond. Tyson Gay had to be carted off the track in Eugene, Oregon. Gay had already qualified for the Olympics. Last weekend, he ran the quickest 100 meters ever. His agent says today's injury seems to be just a severe cramp, and he should be able to run the 100 in Beijing next month. But his hopes for two gold medals at the Olympics? Gone. The fall means he didn't qualify for the 200. The Olympic trials end tomorrow, and they're a huge deal in Eugene. It's a small Pacific Northwest college town where track and field rules. Ethan Lindsay of Oregon Public Broadcasting has more.
The Big Apple, the Big Easy, Tinseltown. Every city has its nicknames. And to running fans, the 150,000-person city of Eugene is known simply as the track capital of the world. Frank Gagliano has coached track all over the country, but moved to Eugene recently to train his athletes for the 2008 Olympics.
This is the greatest city in this country to run track and field. Just everybody out here supports the sport. You can just see it now when you walk around how people are so enthused.
In most of the country, track and field is considered a dying sport. People won't watch, television ratings are abysmal, the specter of steroids looms large. But some say the spirit of track fits well with this small, offbeat college town south of Portland. Alan Price is a vice president at the University of Oregon, which is hosting the trials.
Part of it is because track is so embedded in the identity of this community. I think there's a lot of pride that people take in being the most knowledgeable track fans in the country.
The University of Oregon track team has been so good over the years that they actually sell season tickets. The university's historic Hayward Field can hold 16,000 fans, and has witnessed hundreds of record-breaking races since it was built in 1919. The latest was the new American record set in the 100-meter dash in front of a sold-out crowd at these trials.
So it is kicker of the team, Nelson Stout, Johnson.
And then there is the legend of Bill Bowerman. Bill Bowerman coached at the university for 24 years, training 31 Olympians. But he's probably best known for three things. He helped develop the first Nike running shoe with his former pupil and Nike founder Phil Knight. Bowerman wrote the book Jogging in 1966, which popularized the idea of running slowly for fitness. And perhaps most poignant to Eugene track fans, Bowerman coached Steve Prefontaine. Pre, as he's known here, inspired a generation of runners with his confidence, striking good looks, and counterculture lifestyle. At one point, Pre held the American record in every race from 2,000 to 10,000 meters. Prefontaine died at the age of just 24 in 1975 in a late-night car crash. But shirts with his name are still visible all over town. University VP Price says Eugene used the history to convince USA Track and Field, the organizing body in the sport, to hold the trials here.
You can play piano anywhere, but don't you want to play in Carnegie Hall, right?
The trials are such a performance in Eugene, it's hard to find any place free from the festivities. Still, walk just half a mile west across campus from the trials, and you can almost forget the Hayward Field track covered in Nike swooshes. Almost, because now you're standing in front of the main campus library, the Knight Library, named in honor of Nike founder Phil Knight. And wouldn't you know it, the Knight Library is showcasing an exhibit from the school's archives on the legacy of track and field at the university.
The exhibit starts over here, and we did four cases.
University of Oregon historian and archivist Heather Briston says the trials seemed like a perfect opportunity to dig up some old photos and documents.
For me, and in so many things, there's all sorts of iconic pictures, just, oh, we have to have Pre. You can never have too many photographs out of Prefontaine. So.
Briston may have to keep her photos handy and add a couple of new ones from this year's Olympics. USA Track and Field was so impressed by Eugene's hosting performance this year, the trials will be back again in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Lindsay in Eugene, Oregon.
For Gigi Johnson, 1283 is a lifetime best.